First scripture for the reading for this morning is a continuation of the readings of Paul's letters. In particular, it's one of Paul's letters to the Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. Because of these surprising great revelations, therefore, in order to keep me from being conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." This is the word of God for the people of God. Please rise for the gospel reading. The time frame for the gospel reading is very soon after the feeding of the 5,000 with five loaves and two fish. Jesus has gathered the 12 disciples about him after the people have departed. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Then Jesus said to them all, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." This is the word of God for the people of God. Please be seated.
Good morning. Well, hello. My name is Blucio Caronco, a currently rising senior at Loyola Blakefield, and hopefully I'll to deliver today's sermon with some semblance of competence. So I guess we'll get right into it. So recently, I was on a mission trip, a mission slash immersion trip to Belize. And so the immersion trip was the first week, where we spent the first week in San Pedro. And there we were at the trek house, and we did snorkeling, and we were snorkeling the barrier reef. And there was like all the sea turtles and the sharks and everything, and it was amazing. But the second week, we were in Belize City. Belize City is somewhat overpopulated. It's really just a different environment overall. So in Belize City, we stayed at Starfish House, and there we were building a house for this woman, this elderly woman named Ms. Guzman. And currently, Ms. Guzman was living with her daughter and her daughter's three children. The reason Ms. Guzman needed the house was because she was sleeping in her grandchildren's bed, and she needed her own house and her own room. So we built the house on Miss Loretta, her daughter's name. We built her house, Miss Guzman's house, on Miss Loretta's land. And Miss Loretta had a huge burden on her because she was taking care of her mom and her children. And what really stood out to me while we were building the house was the fact that there was no fatherly figure in the household. The whole week we were there, there was no one that came and helped. Miss Loretta was doing it and helping us by herself. And it was such an economic strain and emotional strain on her and her children to know that she didn't have someone to support her back. And that led me to today's sermon. Got me thinking about responsibility. So responsibility is usually precedes a migraine or a blood vessel pop. For me, personally, in high school, it's something else. And, well, I digress, but Ms. Loretta's situation is what led me here today. So we all have a responsibility, both to ourselves and those around us. We have to carry our own burdens, suffer through our own alienations and struggles. We have to bear our own thorns. So this word thorns got me thinking about Paul. And in the sermon, I'm talking about the 2 Corinthians, The Corinthians were citizens of the Greek city of Corinth. In a word, they were pompous. They believed that they couldn't do anything wrong, they couldn't sin, which led Paul to send his letters. Now, in 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 8, Paul says, "Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me." The Bible never explains Paul's thorn, but there's a lot of speculation. Some suspected that Paul's thorn was some sort of physical ailment, but whether it was physical, emotional, or spiritual has never been answered with any satisfaction. Some of the more popular theories of the thorn's interpretation include temptation, a chronic eye problem, malaria, migraines, epilepsy, and a speech disability. Paul's thorn was given to him to stop him from becoming conceited. He didn't want to believe that he was too good for anything, that he didn't have his own problems. We all have our own thorns. A thorn, for example, that I've carried in my flesh appears in my sociality. Unlike my older brother or younger sister, I'm not very comfortable in a social environment. Yes, I admit, despite my calm and composed and charming demeanor, I am somewhat shy. So every time I come across a social environment, I have to mentally fight myself to stay within the conversation and not recede within myself. Something I personally struggle with. And after all these years of me doing debate and plays, I still haven't gotten over it. And that brings me to Luke 9:23. "Then he said to them, 'Whoever wants to be my disciples must deny themselves and take up their crosses daily and follow me.'" Simon of Cyrene literally lives out these words. In Luke 23:26, as the soldiers led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. He had a physical cross to carry, but even if ours may not be physical, we have our own crosses. Like a coworker at work, a sibling, chores, work. Through these hardships and weaknesses, we become closer to Christ. For in my weakness, I learn to listen. I learn to listen to others' stories and strife and just be present in their time of need. That brings me full circle to 2 Corinthians 12:9 through 10. "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Our responsibilities are our thorns. They are God's burdens to us. These thorns remind us how we are not perfect, and only with grace can we carry them. So if we are to be God's disciples, we need to take up our crosses and follow him. Matthew 11:30, "My yoke is easy, but my burden is light. For through God's grace, we carry our burdens."